All right, 1 o'clock. Let's kick off. Welcome to the developer kickoff session. I'm so pleased to see so many of you in the room, especially when you had the choice of going to three other sessions. And I'm sure half of you have gone to the other sessions and are going to come back to this one later. I thought I'd kick off with what is a kickoff session? Because it's not something we've done a lot of in the past. We've kind of done similar sorts of things or tried similar sorts of things. But this year, we thought, how do we make sure that we can talk to the people who are interested in our track and make sure that they understand the sort of things, the vision we had when we put together the developer content or the cloud content or the productivity content or the infrastructure content for Ignite. My name's Andrew Coates. I've been a technical evangelist here at Microsoft for a bit over 13 years now. Thank you, Frank Arrigo. It's my great pleasure to welcome you again, not for the first time, because you've already been welcomed to Ignite a number of times, welcome you again to Ignite, and particularly welcome you to what I hope is going to be a very fulfilling 3 or 4 days of developer content. Is anyone in here not a software developer? Okay, one or two. Excellent. That's great. We'll have you converted by the end of the session with any luck. That's fantastic. I've got four things I really want to cover off today, and I've represented this by four different colours. First, I want to talk to you about navigating Ignite. What is it you do to get around Ignite? How can you find your way between with all the intricacies of things that can happen in Ignite? And particularly with a developer focus, but in general, I think it's a useful thing to do. For whom is this their first Ignite or TechEd? Yeah, awesome, welcome. That's fantastic. There's lots of things to do here, not just the sessions. I want to make sure that you guys understand that kind of thing. Next thing I want to do is I want to continue the theme of connection. Now, one of the things that Vaughan talked about in his kickoff at the keynote was all about connecting with people. And we'll talk a little bit more about that as well. And I think it's one of the key things you'll get out of being Ignite is this ability to connect with others. And particularly in this room, there are like-minded people. Yeah, they're not usually the infrastructure people or the productivity people. They're people who also think like you in ones and zeros. You probably have zero-based lists. Yeah, as developers, when you're writing a bulleted list, it starts at zero, not at one. That's the sort of people we're talking about in this room. The next thing I want to make sure you understand is who the speakers are, because this the .NET/developer track and a bunch of the other tracks have got some of the best speakers and presenters and some of the best subject matter experts for the sessions that we're doing in the world. I was going to say in the country, but in the world, there are I've got a few of those that I want to call out. And I want to highlight some of the sessions that we've got going at Ignite. And I'm going to talk through the sessions that are in the .NET track, but I'm going to allude to some of the sessions that are in the other tracks as well, because it's important that you understand that it's not just about developer. So that's the plan. We've got, we're going to talk about navigating, we're going to talk about connecting, we're going to talk about the speakers, and we're going to talk about some of the highlights in the next 20-odd minutes. So let's start with navigating Ignite. Of course, there are the sessions. 180-odd sessions across these, you know, 3.5 days that we're here on the Gold Coast, 75 minutes each, everywhere from level 100 to level 400. The way I describe those levels, if you don't know, if you haven't heard those levels before, level 100 is brochureware, generally, getting you understanding that that thing exists. Not even necessarily that it works, but that it exists. And there's a couple of those, not very many. We tried to minimise the number of level 100 sessions quite deliberately because we think that probably the people who come to Ignite already know that things exist. There are a couple of things around, things like the Windows Insider program, which I think is going to be a fascinating session, but won't have a whole heap of technical content in it, so that's probably a level 100 session. Level 200 sessions, you're likely to see some code, but it probably won't be written in front of you. It might be shown on a screen. We might show you things running. We might drag things together. Level 300 sessions, you'll almost certainly have Visual Studio open or some other IDE where we're building and deploying code. Level 400 sessions, then don't be at all surprised to see the debugger come out or some other fiddler traces or whatever it happens to be. So level 100, brochureware. Level 200, introduction to codey things. Level 300, you're probably doing seeing some coding. Level 400, we've got the debugger out. Of course, we've just had the keynote, where I hope you enjoyed watching Scott Guthrie do his thing. I was particularly impressed that he did all his own demos. That always amazes me when you see a VP or an EVP or whatever he is nowadays doing demos. That's very cool. And I have to say, I've seen him in action a couple of times where extemporaneously he's had to pull a demo together and boom, it's just happened and he's been able to do it. So I think that's pretty neat. In addition to the sessions and the keynote, there's a bunch of other great content at Ignite. Now, every time I say Tech Ed, can you please boo? Because it's not Tech Ed anymore. I've nearly said it three times now. It is Ignite. We've got the showcase floor, of course, where we have a bunch of our partners, including Telstra and AvPoint, some of our platinum sponsors, but a bunch of other people as well, showing off very cool stuff. I'm going to talk about some of the speakers in a minute, but I know Neil Rudin's going to be down there showing off things with Surface Hub, and we'll talk perhaps a bit about that in a minute too. So there's lots of things to explore on the showcase floor. Just definitely go down there and check that out. Also on the showcase floor are things like the speaker lounge. We'll get to that in a minute too. Heaps of great hands-on labs up in the learning zone, which is up on the top level, just sort of around the corner up here. We've got some great hands-on lab experiences where you can go and try out the stuff that you may have heard about in the sessions, or even try them out before the sessions. You know, play with things, have a go, and then come to the sessions and ask questions of the experts. Yeah, so there's a bunch of places you can get your hands on with the hands-on labs. If anyone is looking to get certified, then not only have we got the options for you to go and do practice exams and learning experiences, but also if you do get certified, then you go and then you get one of the pilot passes so you can fly the drones at the party later on. Also pretty neat. Of course, the parties are actually, we're not calling them parties, so they're not parties, even though it says my parties on the slide. I got in trouble for putting the word party. They're receptions. They're an opportunity to network. And it's very, very serious business. All right, they should have a pretty good time there. This evening is going to be a lot of fun. The one on Thursday is going to be a lot of fun. But do take the opportunity to connect with some people and go and experience the receptions together. There's a couple of other things that that are perhaps a little bit out of the ordinary. Last year we started this idea of a hack track, and we've done it again this year. There are a number of sessions that are designed to be non-technical, to give you experiences and skills and introduce you to things that are not necessarily about ones and zeros. They're about things like presentation skills. They're about things like giving a great pitch in a startup. They're about things like securing seed funding. All that kind of stuff that might be interesting to you, particularly as a developer, then we've got some experts in those fields coming and talking about those things as well. So keep your eye out for the hack track pieces. And finally, of course, we've got Channel 9 here. Not Channel 9 from Australia, but Channel 9 from Redmond, the team that does all of content that goes up on our video sites. Today and tomorrow, we're recording live interviews. We're live streaming everything that goes on in Arena 2. So you'll see in the foyer area a setup where there'll be basically a TV studio set up out there, and that's what's going on there. And that's another opportunity to see the people that are interacting with developers and elsewhere in the world. So that's what's going on in Ignite, getting around. Of course, outside this building, there's a bunch of stuff that happens as well. So we'll talk about connecting next. He said, pressing the button. And maybe this button. No, maybe not. It's a good thing it's not a PowerPoint session, isn't it? One more time. All right. Yay. Of course, not just a developer track that goes on here. There are a number of other tracks in which there is a bunch of developer content. So if you see the track that says .NET, that's great. That's the track that Jordan and I have put together. But there's heaps of other great developer content around the place as well. The cloud track has got heaps, and I'm going to talk about one of the sessions in the cloud track in particular in a little while. There's the open source track. So Michael O'Keefe has put together a great series of sessions on various open source things, including stuff like Docker and a bunch of the container technologies that we as developers will find pretty useful, I think. Yeah. The productivity track is all about Office and Office Server and SharePoint and Office 365. But there are a couple of great Office developer sessions in that track too that are definitely worth checking out. So I don't want you to have the idea that the only track that you can come to if you're a developer is the .NET track, because there are heaps of other things that are going on there as well. Of course, we do have lots of great stuff in the .NET track. Before we get into those highlights, though, I want to talk a bit about connecting. I said before that you've got like-minded folk around you. Now, I want you to take a minute just to turn to someone who's next to you, who you've not met before, and introduce yourself, because these are the people you're going to be sitting with for the next 4 days, almost certainly. So, find someone next to you, behind you, in front of you, Introduce yourself, say who you are. I'll give you a couple of minutes. I always think this is a fascinating social experiment. You may not believe this, but I'm very much an introvert. If someone asks me to just turn around to the person next to me and introduce myself and say good day, I can do it because I've trained myself to, but I always find it a bit uncomfortable because so I can feel the anxiety levels in the room just going like this. So thank you. What I'd like you to do during the rest of the week, though, is continue that. Maybe introduce yourself to the person next to you, but remember who you've introduced yourself to and nod to them in the corridor. You don't have to say anything. Just a nod will do. But that connection will continue for a while, and you might find some people with whom you find a genuine connection rather than one you feel like you're forced. And it's a great opportunity to really expand your network of people with whom you actually genuinely enjoy interacting. So please do that. So like-minded folk is a really important one. Of course, we've got a bunch of product and technology experts. We've got people on the showcase. We've got people in sessions. We've got, as I think Toby said, we've got over 60 MVPs, the Microsoft Most Valuable Professionals. We've got a bunch of our regional directors here. And we've got, of course, the speakers. And those sets are intersecting sets. Most of our regional directors are also speaking. They're also mostly MVPs. Lots of MVPs are speakers, etc., etc. But they're not just going to be in the sessions. They'll also be on the showcase and in the speaker lounge. And the speaker lounge kind of brings me to this next thing. Speakers are there, and we've told them it's not just their sessions that they're there for. In fact, can I have all the people who are speakers please stand up? Dr. Neil is here. Is you? Oh, there, Kim. Kim's there. Oh, who's that? Greg Lowe's up the back there. That's fantastic. There are lots of speakers in the... Oh, sorry, Glav. Didn't see you. There, thank you. Lots and lots of speakers here, and you'll see them not just in these sessions. Some of them have decided to go to the other track first and come to this track in the second time around. But please make sure that you take advantage of this incredible resource. I love how we've reduced speakers to being resources now. Take advantage of the resource. Yeah, I love that. That's the new HR speak going on there. Yeah. In fact, are they H? Maybe SR, speaker resources. Grab their details. Talk to them about what you're trying to do. Get some ideas about how you can do it better. Bounce things off them. They're almost always more than happy to have that discussion with you. Yeah. Apart from anything else, I know as a speaker, I often learn some really cool things by interacting with the delegates. Yeah? Because there's almost always someone who's doing something differently from what I was going to do, or taking a different approach, or doing things a different way. I think it's very, very worthwhile. And so I think almost without exception, the speakers will be people you want to, who will be happy to interact with you. So grab them at the sessions, after the sessions. Usually there's time while they're unpacking, or while they're packing everything up and hurriedly shuffling things in their bags so the next speaker can get up here if you ask them a couple of questions. But then follow them, stalk them, find out where they live. No, don't worry about that. But they will be in places like the speaker lounge. So go and find them and interact with them. Think up some tricky questions. Yeah? Get some of your tricky questions answered. You may not get all of them answered. And the great thing about the speakers is that often, while they may not necessarily know the exact answer at the time, they'll know who to ask. And so they're a great next step on your learning process. So often they'll know the answer, but sometimes when they don't, they'll know the next one. And so we've also got a speaker lounge down on the expo hall floor, which I'd strongly encourage you to go to and find people at. And if you can't find a specific speaker at the speaker lounge, find one of the people at the information booths or one of the Microsoft people at the speaker lounge and say you're looking for a specific speaker. And we'll help track them down because we want to make sure that you guys have got the best opportunity to interact with these world-class experts, and that's what they are, for as long as possible. All right. Now, I've pulled out a couple of highlights. Has anyone got a red card, the Scott Guthrie session? Yeah, looking forward to going to that. Awesome. I've got a few left, like four. So I'm going to try and think of a decent way of giving these out, but if you do want to go and see Guthrie, and he's on at I think 2 o'clock. Is that right? Yes, 2 o'clock. So you'll have to miss at least half of the next track kickoff session. Then please come and see me. And as I say, I've got four left. I think that's going to be lots of fun. As I said, the really interesting thing about watching Scott Guthrie work is that you can ask him as deep a technical question as you like, and you'll almost always get a deeper answer. He's one of those, I was going to say rare, but actually not that rare at Microsoft necessarily, but he's one of those executives who started in engineering and have kept his engineering skills in place the whole way up. So that's very impressive. Also this afternoon it's the first session this afternoon. Jordan Knight's doing a great session on ASP.NET Core Unplugged, the deep dive. So that's, if you're an ASP.NET Core person, that's great. And Neil Rudin, Neil, can you stand up again? Dr. Neil Rudin's one of the world experts on natural user interfaces and the way we interact with computers. And so Neil's doing a two-part session on conversation as a platform, getting your application to talk to you and be conversational. So definitely check that out. The first one's on today, and the second one I think is on tomorrow. I'll call that out as well.
Yes.
Yep. Awesome. In addition to that, of course, the opening reception is tonight down on the showcase floor. It's a great opportunity for, as I said, to interact with the other delegates, but also with the sponsors and the people who are on the showcase floor, our partners. They've often got offerings that are useful to go and investigate, and they may also have some swag. I don't know. If that's what you're here for. You've got to take something home, right? It's Valentine's Day. Definitely check that out, and that'll be a lot of fun as well. I've got Other down here, because Other is not in the .NET track, but there's an excellent session on enterprise bots, I think by Armin Farad, in the productivity session. Troy Hunt's doing large-scale websites with Azure. If you want to work out or understand how Troy is running Have You Been Pwned on Azure websites for, I was going to say cents, it's actually probably up to dollars now, but he's now got over a million verified subscribers on that service, and he's running it for dollars a month, not very many dollars a month, and he does a really good session on that, and he's doing that today as well. And then Dave Borella's doing a really interesting session on Blockchain 101 in the cloud track. So those are some of the other interesting highlights I found from the other sessions. And this really calls out to me that there's no possibility that you're going to be able to go to all the sessions you want to go to. Yeah? Even if you wanted to go to all the .NET/developer sessions and nothing else, you still wouldn't be able to do it. There are clashes. And the great thing is that every one of these sessions is being recorded and will be available on Channel 9 and through the MyIgnite website, but also through the Channel 9 website very soon after the event is finished. Now, the cool thing about that is you can spend some of your time not at sessions because there's lots of other stuff to do, as I said in the navigating piece. So don't feel like you have to spend every moment of every day that you're here at a session, because you can always review the sessions afterwards. It's harder to ask the speakers questions, although it's not impossible, it's harder. But it does mean that you've got the time to go and spend time on the showcase, spend time doing hands-on labs, spend time maybe doing certification, spend time catching up with people and building the network. And I think that's a really important point, especially if you've never been in an event like Ignite before. It's an important point that sometimes gets lost in the busyness and the largeness of it all. Day two, some more I wanted to call out, and I've kind of broken this up into sections around around our track in particular. We've got three awesome sessions around Visual Studio/.NET/ some of the framework pieces. So Adam Kogan's doing What's New in Visual Studio 2017. Always a treat. Adam's sessions are always, if nothing else, entertaining, but they often other things as well, useful and educational, perhaps. Lewis Benge is doing an awesome session on PCL profiles and .NET Standard and the portable class libraries. If you're doing any .NET work, you want to be thinking about how this .NET Standard thing fits into your repertoire. And Dipanyan Ghosh, who actually is one of the guys who wrote the Ignite bot, is also speaking on EF Core, the new EF Core stuff. So that's sort of from the framework point of view. If you're doing cross-platform, we've got any cross-platform developers in the room? Anyone want to do Xamarin or any other? So it's heaps of great cross-platform content here. And in fact, we've got some of the best cross-platform people in Australia, and possibly in the world, but certainly in Australia, presenting on this. So Mike Woodland's doing some great stuff on what's new in Xamarin Forms, and another one on getting performance in Xamarin Forms. Kim Philpotts is here. I saw Kim. Where did you see Kim? Stand up. Yep, yep. Kim Philpotts works at Zamorin University with Glenn Stevens, and is doing. He and Glenn are doing an awesome session on 10 things thingy, maybe things. Every Xamarin developer should know. I'm definitely getting on to that, and I'm sending my son, who's just started writing Xamarin code. Anthony Borton, who's one of our key Visual Studio DevOps MVPs, is talking about the art of package management and something about enlightenment. And Daniel Figuccio from GitHub is talking about continuous improvement, continuous integration, and continuous deployment with GitHub. And that's coming from the guys who, you know, actually wrote the code. So that's pretty neat. Neil's doing his second part of the Conversations of Platform session tomorrow as well. And where's Greg Lowe? I saw Greg a second ago. Yeah, there he is up the back there waving his arm. Greg is doing SQL DB as your back end, so the Azure piece is the Azure database piece as your back end. I don't think I've actually ever said this to you, Greg, but you're one of the three speakers who I'd go and see no matter what you're speaking about. So definitely get along and see Greg Lowe's session on Wednesday. And I think you've got another one on Friday as well, which I'll call out. Thursday, there's some great more stuff on Windows development. So if you are building UWP apps of any sort and you want to make them work across all sorts of devices, then Nick Randolph has been doing this for quite some time and is very good at explaining how this stuff works. Definitely check that out. Alec Tucker, who is another one of our Xamarin experts, is doing a session on background services in various platforms and how to make them fly. That's a 400-level session, so expect to see some fairly deep. The idea is that you go in there and get your mind blown and then come back and sort of piece it together again afterwards with those kinds of sessions. So that should be a lot of fun. And then he's also doing quite a good session on this thing called Project Centennial. So I don't know, has anyone here written anything as a Win32 app, WPF, WinForms? Yeah. Okay, so if you want to make that work in the Windows Store with UWP, we've got this great technology called the Project Centennial, which is the bridge to Win32, and Alex is going to explain that. So that's pretty neat. Now, Mitch Denny, does anyone know Mitch? Mitch worked here in Australia for a long, long time. Is now working in Redmond in the product teams. Is talking about building a continuous delivery pipeline for ASP.NET Core. So if you're doing any of that stuff, that's worth checking that out. And Adam Kogan and Daniel Malik are talking about moving from an on-premises Team Foundation server into the cloud with as little hassle as possible. So that's pretty cool. My latest colleague, Simon Lamb. Is Lammy here? I don't think he is. Okay, so just the other day started in this in a role equivalent to mine based in Melbourne. Is doing an awesome session on Auth on Azure AD. This is an introductory session, and it's the first part of a three-part series that he and Chris Padgett are doing together on Azure AD, and particularly Azure AD B2C, which is the business-to-consumer piece, where you can take logins from a bunch of various social providers and back-end them, or at least augment them, with Azure AD at the back-end. If you're doing anything enterprise-y or anything large-scale, then understanding Azure AD B2C is a really worthwhile thing to do. And this first introduction on Auth is a very worthwhile one. And the next session after that, the one Chris Padgett's doing, it's actually in the cloud track officially, but definitely also one you should get along to. That's part two of that series. And then part three of the series is actually on day four as well, where Simon and Chris together are doing a deep dive into B2C. Azure B2C, where they're going to be showing you, you know, what's going on with the tokens and where everything's flowing and again, one of those sessions where you're expecting to come out pretty much shattered and having to rebuild yourself to get going for the next session. So that's I love those sessions. They're great. DevOps and dev practices. Anthony Borton, as I said, is one of our great DevOps speakers, talking about managing projects. So how do you do project management with Visual Studio 2017 and TFS? Lots of fun. And then Richard Banks is doing what I think is going to be a fascinating session on technical debt prevention. Richard's, I think when it says 300, don't expect to see a whole lot of code going on there, but do expect to have some interesting ideas explored with how you prevent technical debt and what technical debt is and how we can manage it. And finally, again, as I said, Greg Lowe is doing that session on what's new in SQL Server 2016 for developers. A fascinating topic, I think, because As I've often said, every application wants to be a database application when it grows up. And SQL Server 2016 really helps it do that in a lot of ways. And of course, Donna Sarker is finishing up, and Donna's runs the Windows Insider program, and she'll talk about how we do this community engagement thing and the lessons we've learned from the Windows Insider program, and that's the final thing for Friday. Now, as I said, I've just scraped the surface here of the things that are going on in the sessions at TechEd. I've only called out a couple of the sessions that are not part of the .NET/developer track, but there are heaps of other great developer sessions in there. And I would strongly encourage you to double and triple book yourself in the session planning tool so that you can have an idea about where you're going to go at any stage. But I also strongly encourage you to block yourself out for some of those sessions and decide you're going to watch them later. Download them, watch them on the plane, on the train, maybe not when you're driving. You can just listen to them, I guess, when you're driving. It's definitely worthwhile because there's so many opportunities to do great things while you're at Ignite and don't necessarily spend all your time in the rooms. All right. So we talked about navigating Ignite, about how to get around, about all the things that are going on. We talked about connecting with people, and I put you through that sort of awkward exercise of shaking the person next to your hand. I'm not going to say I'm sorry for that, but it was a lot of fun. I talked about connecting with the speakers. I think it's so important that you find out who the speakers are, who are the experts in the areas that you want to know about, and connect with them. And finally, we talked about some of the highlights at Ignite itself. So with that, what I'd like to do is say thank you very much for coming along. I hope you have a great time here at Ignite. I'm looking forward to catching up with a bunch of you at the various receptions and out on the expo hall floor. I'll be hosting Channel 9 for most of tomorrow, doing some interviews there. But Thursday and Friday, I'll be floating around. And please stop me, say good day, and tell me what you're up to, because I'd love to know. Thanks very much.